Well, hello, and I wanted to do another video on the topic of the two witnesses that are supposed to come during the time of the Great Tribulation. Now, this is when we expect, the Bible says here in Revelation chapter 11, and I will give power to the two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, which would be 1,260 days, or 42 months, or 3.5 years. They will prophesy at this particular time, clothed in sackcloth, and in, they would be clothed in sackcloth. Now, here's the remarkable thing about this, is that the two witnesses will be endued with power from the Lord, that if anyone would try to harm them, they will actually blow fire from their mouth and destroy these people. The Bible talks about that, you know, it's going to be just something very powerful to see, that also they will be able to change water to blood. They will be able to close up the heavens to the point where there won't even be any, there will not be rain for 3.5 years. This is what the Bible says that they'll be able to do. This will be quite remarkable, because these witnesses just don't seem like they're going to, do this, because we have never seen this before. And so this is not, this is definitely not the time in which we live in. This would be during the time in which, this would be a whole different kind of day and age in which the Lord would do supernatural miracles and cause, again, the miracles of old to become part of the day at that particular time. So we're looking at, just something totally different than we've ever seen before. And we've not seen that. And so this is why I say that, a lot of the things that we're looking at in the world now with COVID-19 and the things that we're seeing now are really, they are bringing us closer to the end time event, but these are really not the end times event according to scripture, because in Revelation chapter 11, it shows us that these supernatural things have to happen before people are given the mark of the beast. Now, what we're looking at today, however, with all of the vaccines and the things they want to do to get us to receive a mark, may be a forerunner to the mark of the beast, but I don't think that it is actually the mark, because what we are seeing in Revelation chapter 13 are supernatural events happening at the same time that the people receive the mark. And so in Revelation 13, it says that he'll cause all small and great to receive a mark, either in their hand or their forehead. And so, this will be after these two witnesses are on the earth, and they will be endued with this kind of power to be able to blow fire out of their mouths and do supernatural things, as is seen in throughout the stuff that we haven't seen since the Old Testament, right? And so turning water to blood, great earthquakes coming up on the earth, rain being held back for 3.5 years. All of this is the stuff of the Old Testament, but it is something we haven't ever seen before. But this will be the kind of event that we're looking at today, in modern day, just before the Lord Jesus comes back to set up his new earthly kingdom. And so this is what's going to happen right before the Lord returns, there will be two witnesses that will be put out there, and these two witnesses will be very powerful, very, very powerful. Now, reminiscent of this, we want to go to the book of Zechariah, because in the book of Zechariah, it talks about who these two witnesses might be.
Then answered I, Zechariah, and said unto him, an angel, what are these two olive trees upon the right side of the candlestick and upon the left side thereof? And I answered again and said unto him, what be these two olive branches which through the two golden pipes empty the golden oil out of themselves? And he answered me and said, knowest thou not what these be? And I said, no, my Lord. Then said he, the angel, these are the two anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the whole earth. Zechariah 4:11-14.
And so the scripture lets us know that these were the two anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the whole earth. And that's Zechariah 4:14. And so we can see here from the scriptures that there is a connection between the Old Testament and the New Testament where it comes to the book of Revelation and these two witnesses that are to return, because obviously these two witnesses will be those who will come back again, because they are the witnesses that scripture points to. So we have it here in Revelation chapter 11, verse 4, these two olive trees here, these two candlesticks. This is what Zechariah talked about, and this is what scripture talks about. Now, who could these two witnesses be? Well, if you go back to Matthew chapter 17, verse 3, it says, and behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him, talking about Jesus when Jesus was on the Mount of Transfiguration, that when Jesus went up to the Mount of Transfiguration, he went up there, and the Bible says that he said, some will not pass away until they've seen the glory of the Lord. And when Jesus went up to the Mount of Transfiguration after telling his disciples that, he transformed in front of them into the glorious appearance. And there appeared with him two people that were of old, and they stood alongside him. And those two people were Moses and Elijah. Moses represents the law, and Elijah represents the prophets. So these two witnesses are coming straight out of scripture. The law and the prophets are the thing that brings men to repentance. The law to remind us that, you know, without the law, we won't know that we're sinners, because the important thing about the law is that the law came to reveal sin to us, that we are sinners and that we are in need of a savior, which Moses represents. And then the prophets, Elias represents the prophets, because again, the law and the prophets work together to bring about salvation, right? I want to take you over to a little illustration that I have about this. I talk about the two witnesses. If anyone wanted to harm them, here are some of the things that the two witnesses would do in Revelation chapter 11, verse 5 and 6. It says, if anyone wanted to harm these two witnesses, fire would proceed from their mouth and devour their enemies, right? And so this would be a remarkable time in which these two witnesses will actually just be upon the earth, right? It'd be amazing that, you know, there'd be fire coming from the sky, or actually proceeding from their mouth and burning them up. And I think we had a representation of that, you know, again, kind of cheesy representation, but at least representation by none the least. It says these will have power to shut up heaven. Here's another thing that these two witnesses would do. They would shut up heaven, and so that there would be no rain to fall in the days of their prophecy. 1260 days, there would be no rain to fall upon the earth, which is why I believe that the church will not be here during that time. But if they are, then, you know, the Lord is able to provide for the church, especially if we go, you know, into hiding. And it would probably be like Elijah was supplied during the time of when there was a famine up on the earth. God supplied Elijah's needs through the raven. And so he also had him to settle by a brook, which did not dry up until the famine or the time of the when the rain had stopped was over. And so it could be that God could provide for his people. But again, that's what we believe here. The two witnesses, they have power over water to turn them to blood and to strike the earth with all plagues as often as they desire. Wow. And so these two witnesses here in Revelation 11 verse 5 through 6 will do that. They will strike the earth with plagues. They will strike the earth with all sorts of things. We're not just talking about one plague. So these people are going to be pretty irritated, you know, just like back in the old time when all people had turned away from God in the First Kings chapter 17 verse 1, and also in 2 Kings 1 and 9 and 12, it talks about how that Elijah had power to stop the rain. And then also we had the prophets having power to kill anyone who tried to harm them. And so these prophets will have this great power again. Like Moses, they will have power to turn the water to blood, just like he did in Egypt. And they'll strike the earth with plagues, just like Moses did in Exodus chapter 7 and 17. We also see that in Exodus 7 and 14, and also in 12 and 30. So these two witnesses, what would be the goal of the two witnesses? Well, the goal of them, the two witnesses, is really not to make people suffer, but their goal is to, again, to turn the hearts of the people back to God and to cause people to repent of their sins. Here's another thing. When will this actually come to an end? Well, after, again, these 42 months or 3.5 years, these two witnesses will be struck down by the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit, and he will make war against them, and he will overcome them, and he will kill them. Just as it says in scripture in Revelation chapter 13, that the Antichrist will make war against the saints, and he will overcome them, and he will kill them. So we suspect that there may be a parallel in between the 3.5 years in which the Antichrist will make war against the saints and also making war against these two witnesses, and he will overcome them and kill them. And the two witnesses, now here's the miraculous thing, the two witnesses will lie in the street dead for 3.5 days, dead in the street, and the people of the nations of the entire earth will see their dead bodies and rejoice over them. And they won't even allow anybody to pick up their dead bodies and put them into graves. Talking about, you know, Black Lives Matter rioting and stuff. This is going to be something else. These people are going to be even more brutal and cruel than any other group we could ever imagine. It says here that in those days, the people on the earth that dwell on the earth will rejoice over their death. And that's what we see in Revelation chapter 11, verse 7 through 10. Then it says, basically, they're going to be rejoicing. But after 3 days, here's 3.5 days, these people, these witnesses, let me go back to that, they'll get up. They're going to get up from the dead. And then the Lord will take their bodies back to heaven and take them back to glory. But it says, now, again, the best fit I have for these two witnesses would be Elijah and Moses, basically. They will return, according to Matthew chapter 17, verse 3. I talked about that, that Moses and Elijah talked with Jesus. And they, in my opinion, are the greatest prophets and, you know, representing the law and the, you know, the prophets. And that would be Moses and Elijah. And so they will return to the earth and they will be the two witnesses. Of course, some have often said that it could be, you know, it could actually be Elijah and Enoch, but, you know, I don't know about that. I'm going to just leave that to speculation, but it seems that the two people that showed up on the Mount of Transfiguration really demonstrate for us what it is. So again, the goal of the overall lesson that we need to learn is that the witnesses were sent as two special representatives to warn the people before the great day that Jesus comes back to repent, change their ways, their evil ways, and turn their hearts towards God before God has to send them to the bottomless pit along with or the fiery pit along with Satan and his angels. And so this is the reason why, you know, God is doing this. It's important to understand that, that God is giving the earth, the people of the earth, one more chance to change their ways and then to come to the Lord, you know, before the great and great day. So God is going to send back the prophets, the law, the all of the things that he did in the Old Testament. He's going to return this stuff back to the earth. And it's going to be something when this great day comes, because, again, this will be a supernatural time that we've not seen yet. And so there are some people who think that, you know, we're living in those times right now. The Bible says that we're not really. This is going to be a time of great earthquakes, great things happening up on the earth that we've never seen before. I know that the Illuminati, you know, they have in mind that they want to, you know, set up the day in which the Antichrist will come. But right now, we are not seeing the two witnesses. The two witnesses must come before the Antichrist shows up and before that great and powerful day, you know, again, when the Lord will come. You know, in great power, and then he will cause all of these great things to happen upon the earth. So we're looking at, as we look at this, we're not there yet. So I'm just saying that we're not there yet. What we're seeing right now is a forerunner to it, but I believe it's just like what Jesus said when Jesus said, you know, you shall hear wars, rumors of wars, but see that you're not troubled, because, you know, all these things must happen, but the end is not yet. You know, all of these, all of this commotion in our streets, all of this stuff with, you know, the rioting and the looting that's going on, but it is not yet. And so we have to see that, that the time in which the Antichrist will come would be one in which he will, you know, cause all small and great to receive his mark, right? This will be after Revelation chapter 11. And let me just go to it. Let's go to Revelation 13 and see what will happen then. Now, in Revelation 13, we do know that there will be two witnesses to come at that particular time, but they would be false witnesses that will show up. These two false witnesses will be totally different than the witnesses that we saw in Revelation, that we saw in Revelation chapter 11. The witnesses that we saw in Revelation chapter 11 were real witnesses, the witnesses that we see, or the Antichrist and the false prophet, will be false witnesses, right? And all the world wondered after the beast. Now, this is what happened in Revelation chapter 11. The people of the earth were following the beast. They were following everybody. Didn't seem like there was no church at this particular time, because the people of the earth, they were wandering after the beast, and they wandered after the beast even after the two witnesses came. The Bible says that they would not repent of their fornication, their witchcraft, and their adultery. Look what it says here in Revelation 9:21. It says, neither repented they of their murders, their sorcery, nor their fornication, nor their thefts. They were just hardened in their heart, and they would not repent. But even though they would not repent, God kept pouring out his mercy by sending these witnesses to stand up and to prophesy to the people, to proclaim the word of the Lord to the people. And if anybody came upon them to hurt them, fire would proceed out of their mouth, and they would devour their enemies. And so that no man would be able to hurt them, right? You know, they were just like supernaturally powerful in word and deed, these two witnesses. And so it says, these having power to shut up the heavens and rain. You know, they were doing all of this, shutting up the heavens, striking the earth with the water with blood, doing all sorts of things to get people to repent and to turn from their murders and their sorcery and their fornication. We're talking about a time in which these people had gotten so wicked. They had gotten so wicked. It's just unbelievable how wicked these people had gotten. And so we're looking at a totally different time. You think it's wicked now, but this is a time when these people will have actually totally fallen. The entire earth will just be just a corrupt, corrupt, corrupt. And so we haven't really seen that. We still have churches open. We still have people with decency there, even though it seems like we're in a bad day. There still are some people with integrity around us. But this time, in this particular time, when they receive this mark, in Revelation chapter 13, this is going to be the final call, right? But it says here, though, that every person who again dwells on the earth at that particular time shall worship the beast and the false prophet, you know, worshiping them, ultimately worshiping Satan, who is the great dragon. And these two beasts would be kind of like the two witnesses that we see in Revelation 11. They will also call down fire from the heavens in the sight of men. We have not seen that yet. You know, we haven't seen that. So this is not happening right now. They will deceive them because their power won't be real. They'll deceive the people who dwell on the earth, and these people will turn to them and start just worshiping them. That's what's going to happen with these two phonies, these two phony balonies. They will deceive them, and then they will cause all small and great to receive the mark of the beast, and they'll actually worship the image, you know, of the great beast. And you know, again, they'll receive this mark in their right hand and their forehead. Now, Bill Gates is trying to get people to receive a mark in their right hand and forehead, but they don't have the power to do it, because God had to give power to the Antichrist to be able to do it. He had to give him power to do it, and he had to release him to do it. I just really not going to believe that they're going to succeed at what they're trying to do. I'm talking about Bill Gates and the rest of their cronies. I don't think they're going to do it. They're going to probably cause a lot of trouble on the earth, but these are the beginning of sorrows. And this is the reason I'm saying this, because all of this supernatural power that we've seen you know, has not yet been manifested. Just it hasn't happened yet. So these supernatural things that are yet to come about, to happen in the earth, with these two witnesses, these two olive trees, these two great people to come, you know, that really has not happened yet. These two, you know, fire proceeding out their mouth, great wonders of the earth happening, you know, the ground opening up and earthquakes and you know, in diverse places, fire proceeding from the mouth. These things have not happened yet. And so we can kind of look at this with comfort that we know that, yeah, we're living in a rough day. They're making you put on masks and that kind of thing. But this is not the day in which Revelation chapter 9, 11, 13, 12, all of these things, the 3.5 years has not happened yet. So we'll come back and we'll do some more study on this. I just wanted to share as much as I had up on it. I'd be glad for anybody to give me back your comments. I did see that some people gave me comments, and I'm not really sure why some people get angry. There's no need to get angry about it, because we only see through a glass partly, right? So again, I just want to share some of this with you. And hopefully this has been helpful to you, to encourage you to do some more studying on the whole topic as well. Remember until next time that Jesus is the light of the world, and the truth shall set you free. God bless.